You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 3. On today's show, we'll be discussing what the hell is going on with Nick Cannon's head, what Denmark wants you to wait till you're 18 to do, and how Congress finally has stuck it to ticket scalpers. All that and more on today's Crazy Town Podcast.
Burn you! Take three!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the third edition of the Crazy Town Podcast. Once again, I am your host, and my name is Jonas. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to the podcast today. It does mean a lot. Today, I want to get right into it. I'm not a big fan of watching TV. I don't watch a lot of TV. I mainly watch sports. I catch a couple shows. I like watching like Tosh.0 and Workaholics and some other just dumb stuff, basically just to take my mind off of life and something I can stare mindlessly at while I just like stare at the TV and try to forget about all the terrible shit that's going on in life. But I do at my regular job work from home on like a couple days a week from time to time, and a lot of times I just put something random on TV. I put, you know, ESPN or Comedy Central or just something to kind of have background noise while I'm working at the computer at my desk. And the other day I was flipping through the channels, and I'm the type of guy who is like the super fast channel surfer. I'm sure you all know one of us where like we flip so damn fast, like the audio on the channel doesn't even have time to catch up with like the video of the channel. So it's like, like the whole thing, everybody else is like wanting to stab you in the neck with a pen. Like, it's just like all they can do to even like tell what's going on. But you know, I'm able to tell what it is, and I'm able to tell I don't like it. So that's all I really care about, right? But I came across Nick Cannon. Now I don't really care much about Nick Cannon. I mean, all I know about Nick Cannon is that he was in Drumline in like 2004 or something. I worked at Blockbuster at the time, like it was like 15 years ago or something, and I remember that movie coming out. And I think he's married to Mariah Carey. Maybe I could have swore I heard he has a tattoo of her. So I don't know. I don't really care. I don't follow that kind of crap. But he was on some daytime show. I think it was Regis and Kathy Lee or Kelly Ripa, Michael Strahan, Gaptooth Assassin, I don't know, something. That show, whatever show that is. He was wearing the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. I mean, he had like a suit on. Like, he was like presentable. Like, he was just like, you know, like a suit on like a talk show, like most celebrities do or whatever. But on his head was like this weird, it kind of looked like the old like Aunt Jemima ads from like probably the 50s or 60s. It was like this bright ass red thing. It reminded me like of like a fucking magician hat or something. It was like a skull cap, but it didn't cover the head full like a skull cap would. It had these ripples in it. It almost opened up from the top middle of the forehead, kind of like curtains, like a curtain would open because it was kind of like drooping. I don't know how to explain it, but it looked like something like a woman would wear like on a day when she was having a bad hair day and just wanted to like run to the store real quick. It was so awkward that I had to pause the TV and take a picture. Now I've put the pictures up on the blog at thecrazytown.com. You have to go check this out. In one of them, he had a nice, like, kissy face or something silly going on. I don't know exactly what it was, but it looks pretty damn hilarious. So I did a little bit of research because I wanted to see if anyone else in the world, you know, most of the time stuff like this catches on pretty quick. It hits, you know, wherever, you know, Reddit or Facebook. I mean, I don't look at Facebook, but and I saw an article about that, like, Nick Cannon is wearing turbans. And this thing definitely was not a turban. I am not sure what it was, but it's definitely not a turban. I mean, like, I respect dudes that wear turbans. Like, if that's what you want to do, I mean, that's great. Wear a turban. But this thing, it looked like a woman's hat. Like a woman's thing. And it's really weird. This article that I found, I'll post the article too. It was something about he wore on whatever dumb show he's on, Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent, Who's Your Mom, whatever. I mean, one of those shows. But I guess he's like had like a plethora of turbans. And in the one, it's like bright white and has like a jewel on it. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for Nintendo, but he looked like Great Tiger. Other than he was like a black dude instead of like, I don't know what Great Tiger is, Indian something, I don't want to, you know, hate on Great Tiger. And what was really funny is that on the article, they'd even posted where someone on Twitter gave a shout out to Great Tiger. I mean, at Cannon. So, but you really have to go look this, because no man should ever wear this out in public. No man should ever be caught dead wearing anything like this. That if I was him, I would be ashamed. I don't know why he thinks this is cool. I don't know if he's trying to bring some fucking trend up, but he looks like an absolute fool. So why don't you go check this out on the website, thecrazytown.com, and then I will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
All right. Welcome back to the Crazy Town Podcast. I want to talk a little bit about finding beer. I grew up in Ohio. So, you know, really close to Canada. And so I became to like Canadian beer. Like, I don't know if any of you have heard of Labatt or Molson. It's pretty good fucking beer, man. Like, I like it way better than like Budweiser and everything like that. And now living in Ohio, we're like across the way from Canada, eh? You know what I mean? Like, what's this all about? We're right there on fucking Lake Erie. Right across the way is a plethora of all sorts of Canadian beer. When I came to Texas, I moved to Texas about, I don't know, 4 years ago now. I might as well have been looking for Josta. Do you guys remember Josta the Pop? It was the it was that shit that came out. It was in like a red can. It had like a panther on it. It had like guarana in it. It was like, and everybody tried to say it was like batshit or whatever. It's like one of those like pops that was out for a little while. And there I go calling it pop. Everyone in the South's like, what the fuck is pop? Da da da. It's soda. Okay. Anyways, pop. This Josta, like, I remember it being fucking like good, kind of, but I was like a teenager, so everything was good that had like a lot of sugar in it. So, I mean, it's kind of along the lines of, like, I don't remember, like, Surge, you know, that kind of thing, like, Green Pop. It's kind of like that. It was around, like, the same time. So, anyways, I'm get back to where I was going. Canadian beer, Texas. So I moved to Texas. And, I mean, I live in, like, a giant fucking city. And I can't find Canadian beer anywhere. Like, I have to go to one store. Now, granted, this is a giant ass. It's like the Walmart of liquor stores they have here. And they do have Labatt. So I can get it here. But in Ohio, I paid $8.99 a 12-pack for this beer. And in Texas, it's $7.50 for a 6-pack. Now, I know that sounds unreasonable, but, like, in perspective, like, all beer in Texas is really expensive for some reason. So, like, even, like, a 12-pack of, like, Budweiser is, like, $15, which blows my goddamn mind because I'm so used to beer being so cheap. Anyways, so, I mean, there is a bar that's downtown that sells Labatt, which, so I go out sometimes, I can have it. And, I mean, it turns out the guy is from Buffalo, you know, up north. So, I mean, it sounds like he had the fucking same problem I did. And his solution was, I'm going to open a bar and get Labatt imported from Canada all the way to fucking Texas just so I can drink it when I want it. Which, if I had a bar, I probably would do the same thing. But I've gotten shit on a few times while I've been trying to find Labatt here. You know, I went on a big search when I first moved here. And, you know, like I just talked about, I did find the bar downtown. Well, I was looking and there was another bar that I did find on their website said they had Labatt. So I was out this past weekend. Maybe it was last weekend. I don't know. Not long ago. I was out Christmas shopping all day. So we went out and we were shopping and people were fucking crazy and there were kids and there was spit and gross and boogers and fucking just dodging little assholes everywhere and fucking people trying to kill each other in the parking lot over like TVs. And you know, Christmas is great. You know, Christmas is wonderful. So I'm like, well, let's go get a beer. Hey, this bar right here has a Labatt, which I had turned my wife onto when she lived in Ohio with me. I was like, I saw it on the website. Let's go fucking get one of these beers. So I don't drink beer a lot. I mean, I'm not a huge drinker. I do drink sometimes, but you know, I just want to relax a little bit and have a fucking beer, you know, like I want to get like the beer I want. I didn't want to have to like settle for some shit that I didn't really care for. So like we go to this bar and I, you know, I sit down and order this beer and immediately I feel like there's a problem. Like, cause when I say it to the girl who working behind the counter, it like kind of catches her off guard a little bit. Like she didn't know what I was talking about, even though it's on the fucking menu. So I'm like, oh God, here we go. So she gets this dumb look on her face. Like she's trying to like solve the Da Vinci Code or some shit. So she's scavenging around and looking, she goes and talks to the other girl. It looks like they're trying to fucking, I don't know what they're trying to do, but they look retarded. And they come back and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, the menu must be old. And I'm like, bitch, why do you guys have an old menu? Like, why are you fucking handing out a menu that doesn't have shit? She goes, I guess we don't have a lot of that beer anymore. I'm new. I work at a different one. I'm like, what the fuck does that matter? So I'm like, fine. I'm like, fine. I'm like, give me a Blue Moon. And I guess I'll settle for that. And I was like, and I wanted a slice of orange with it. It goes fucking pretty good. So I'm fucking, I was all pumped. I was getting this beer. And then I figure out I'm not getting the beer. So, you know, my heart hurts and a little bit and everything else. Well, so this fucking Jezebel brings over my beer and sets it down. I take a sip of the draft. And goddamn, does it taste good after a long day of fucking shopping. So I go and I go to squeeze the orange into the beer, and if it doesn't fucking shoot straight into my fucking eye, like citrus bomb, fucking orange slice eyeball, like soup, ew, like, and it was like a goddamn, like, oh, like one of those moments where like it was like slow motion, fucking, it was, I saw it coming towards my face. Oh God, it's coming towards my face. That sounds a lot worse than it fucking was. At least it was just orange juice, right? I figure it was like the one last way for this fucking bar to stick it to me over not getting my Labatt Blue. I had to settle for Blue Moon, and I guess at least it had blue in the name because that's about all I got from it. So that was just a great little time that I had, and it made me just want to never go back there again. We'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right, welcome back again to the Crazy Town Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Jonas. Thank you for joining me. I was reading the other day that Denmark wants to do something that I think is kind of fucking strange. I mean, I don't know much about Denmark, so I imagine there's a lot of shit that is pretty strange there. So they want to make it where you can't circumcise a male child until they're 18 years old. So instead of circumcising them when they're born, like most people do to get circumcised before the kid even knows what the hell's going on, they want them to wait until they're a full-grown adult. The article said they want it to be an informed personal choice. That they stopped short of just banning it altogether. And it also did mention, I guess it's kind of rare to have circumcisions in fucking Denmark. So there's a bunch of fucking sheathed penises roaming around out that bitch. Ladies, holla out to Denmark. So my question is, what 18-year-old man is going to let anyone cut anything off of his dick? I mean, everyone would just say I'm circumcised. Like, if that was in the U.S., what man at 18 years old would be like, you know what? It's about time you cut some of the skin off my dick. You know, I'm a man. I can vote. I can buy smokes. I can go fight war. And now I can have my dick chopped up. I can take a fucking cheese grater to it and grind off some of this extra skin. I mean, now I know, like, uncircumcised dicks are kind of weird looking. Like, I get it. But who the fuck is literally, no knife has ever gone anywhere near my penis. Especially since I was old enough to be a fucking adult and know that that's basically the end of the line is no. I mean, back to Denmark. So what this article said was that most of, you know, it's not very common in Denmark for have circumcised penises. And most of the time it's like, I think they said Muslims and some other religion that are there do it. And they only do like, I don't know, like 4,000 a year or some shit. But like the part I thought was kind of weird was that said that when it was done, most of them were done during a religious ceremony. And they were done either like in a home or like a private clinic, but mainly in homes. I mean, call me old fashioned, but who the fuck wants to go to a penis trimming ceremony? As far as I know, that happens like when you're born, like when they just kind of cut the shit off and that's it. I don't remember my parents having like all the family over, so they'll watch them cut the skin off my wang. So, I mean, is that what they do in Denmark? Do they, like, send out, like, invitations, like, for a save the date? Save the date on October 24th. We're cutting Jimmy's dick up. Oh, everybody come. Bring presents. I mean, like, this shit is just ridiculous. Like, religion is so fucking crazy. Like, why? Like, why do you need to have a ceremony to cut my dick up? Like, first off, I don't want... Even if I was a baby, I mean, I was a baby, but a baby doesn't know any better. But what baby wants people watching people cut up his dick? I mean, like, who wants their dick cut up in front of, like, everyone? Like, friends and family. Like, 1,200 people come and watch your fucking wang get chopped up by some fucking dude just so you don't have, like, this weird alien penis. I mean, come on, Denmark. Fucking get with the times, dude. Like, just let him cut it. Because you know if you wait till 18, no one is going to let you cut your fucking dick up. And, I mean, that's basically just the fucking gist of it all. I don't know about any of you out there, but if any of you want to have a penis cutting ceremony, contact the Crazy Town Podcast. I mean, we'll fucking try to help you set this shit up. Like, I mean, we can maybe fucking live stream it, Facebook Live it. I think that's a thing now, right? I don't fucking use Facebook, but we'll Facebook Live your dick getting cut up. I mean, whatever you want to do, man, we'll help you out. If you want to have your fucking grams there, fucking grandma, fucking bring her from the home, fucking we'll bake some cakes. I mean, we can have just a fucking cock chopping party, you know? I mean, it'd be fucking like take all the dick skin and fucking make a fucking necklace or something. I don't really know, but that shit just wouldn't fly here. That shit just would not fly in America just at all. All this talk about dick skin getting cut has definitely got me fucking feeling a certain kind of way. So I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. All right. I've settled myself down over all that penis chopping talk, and I wanted to touch base on another really fucking actually cool article that I found. I want to touch base with you guys about. I saw a article where Congress has passed a law. I'm not sure if it's now a misdemeanor or if it's a felony. It fucking should be a felony. That it's called the Better Online Ticket Sales Act, the BOTS Act. BOTS. And basically what it does is it makes it illegal for fucking shady ass ticket scalpers to use like computer bots to bypass security for limits to like tickets for like shows, you know, football games, concerts, whatever. So that way, you know, they'll end up being prosecuted by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, for people who go to buy tickets and fucking 5 seconds after they go on sale, all the great seats are snatched up because these shady ass ticket brokers, ticket scalpers, whatever they are, I guess, use software that almost, I don't know if it hacks it, what it does, but it bypasses all the limits on ticket sales. You know, I don't want to come off as being like a fucking buzzkill or whatever. I mean, I can't say that I've never bought tickets for something and then turned around and sold them for, you know, more than what I paid for them. But I like had like two tickets or three tickets or some shit. Like these dudes are buying hundreds of tickets, like all the best seats up front. And then they immediately go and put the shit on StubHub or whatever other ticket site. And then they mark them up like 150, 200%, like immediately. So any normal person who isn't like waiting diligently by to snatch up like a few of the good seats ends up getting shit on because these dudes are just like basically raping the consumer to the point where people don't even enjoy like going to shows because it just costs so much money. You know, even, I mean, face value for tickets is expensive, right? I mean, like who wants to pay like $50 to go see some shitty band, even if you like them? I mean, like it's one thing if it's like a huge like festival concert and you're seeing like 30 bands for $80 or whatever the hell they do. But like, I mean, if you're just going to see some normal band at some bunk ass fucking bar, why do you want to pay $50 or $70 to go see this band? I mean, you have their fucking music on the iPod, right? Like, or fucking MP3 player, your phone, Spotify, whatever the hell you do to listen to music anymore. I mean, it's fucking stupid. One other tidbit that I thought was kind of interesting from this article, it said that only 46% of tickets for an event are available at the time of sale. 46%. So less than half of these fucking tickets are even available for us to buy when they go on sale, because the other 54% are held by the artist or team, the venue itself, corporate shit, partners, whatever. Already the second they go on sale, you only have a chance to buy 46% of the tickets, right? So then fucking Scalper Magoo and his buddies are fucking hanging out there. They buy up like the top 10% of what's left. So like basically you're just like picking at like the scraps. Like it's like you're a homeless boy behind the fucking restaurant trying to grab some leftover spaghetti. And when everybody else is like, and they're in the window like eating like fucking T-bone steak and like spitting it on the floor in front of you just because they can. Because they got more T-bone steak like in the back. You know what I mean? I think that's really good that the government recognizes this is happening. The normal guy does need a chance to buy some tickets, right? I mean, like, who wants to have to go to StubHub to buy a ticket for something? Like, I love going to, I mean, Ticketmaster and paying their fucking $200 surcharge. Okay, it's not $200, but it might as well be. You know what I mean? You pay $20 for the ticket, and you pay Ticketmaster $15. I mean, like, so it's like a 60, 70% markup from Ticketmaster. Then you go to StubHub and pay another fucking 200% markup, right? But, you know, maybe now, you know, the average guy, girl, grandma, you know, who wants to buy tickets for their son or daughter or friends or whatever can actually, like, get a couple decent seats without having to, like, blow somebody or fucking use, like, hacker fucking scripts and shit. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I thought that was really cool for them to do that. I don't know when that goes into effect. I don't know how much of a effect it's going to have on ticket sales. Because, frankly, most people don't give a shit, and they're probably, like, doing it from another country or some dumb shit anyway. But kudos to Congress for taking a step to at least make this better for the average consumer. You know, with that being said, that is about all the time that I do have for today. I do very much appreciate you guys listening to me ramble on. I would love to hear your feedback about anything I got to say. Please email me at crazytownpodcast@gmail.com. That's my email. We are available on Twitter at the Crazy Town Pod. It's not podcast, just at the Crazy Town Pod. Once again, the website is thecrazytown.com. Go there to check out anything that was talked about today on the show. I put all the links relating to the different stories or topics or pictures or videos that I've discussed today. And as always, you can hear us on soundcloud.com/thecrazytownpodcast. I am Jonas, your host. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today, and I am out.